This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's great tip in this modern technological age, how can we focus on our ubudiyya? So dear listeners, we are talking about how we can increase our focus in our ubudiyya, our servitude, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Of course, in this day and age where we are surrounded by technological advancements and scientific advancements, it seems like our life is just so incredibly busy. And to a certain extent, it is true. We are either busy with studies or we are busy with our jobs. We are busy with work. And then, of course, we are busy with the house as well. Each one of these different departments, if you want to call them, has its own problems, its own issues, and its own day-to-day struggles. Whether we are in school and trying to fight peer pressure, or trying to be good individuals despite the influence of certain bad individuals, or we're just trying to make good grades, or whether it is we are in the workplace and we are trying to get our job done, we are trying to get our work done on a daily basis, or for example, if we are running the household, which can be said to be one of the most complicated out of all three of these. For running the household truly is something that is very difficult, and it entails a lot of things that once again keep us busy. Now, in all this hustle and bustle and staying busy in the way that we do because of the different, you know, things that we are involved in our lives, we have a tendency to not be able to slow down. This not being able to slow down, or let's put it the other way around, being so entangled in these different aspects of life, it results in that we are going so fast, our mind is moving so fast, that when it comes to the time for our formal acts of worship, such as the five daily prayers, our mind is still racing. Now, when our mind is racing, we won't be able to truly focus on this formal ubudiyya, this service, this worship, and this obedience to the Almighty Allah. And of course, why are we focusing on the five daily prayers? Because, as you very well know, the five daily prayers are one of the strongest pillars of Islam, and it is known as the Mi'raj, the ascension of the mu'min, the ascension of the believer. Of course, as we have said in many of our programs, anything that we do which is good and righteous, and it is for the sake of gaining the nearness to the Almighty Allah, and if it is for the sake of gaining the satisfaction and the acceptance of the Almighty Allah, that is considered to be ubudiyya. But again, we're focusing on salah, on the namaz, on the five daily prayers, because it is such a pivotal and important aspect of the religion and of Islam. So like we were saying, we are moving so fast in this world that when it comes to the five daily prayers, our mind is still moving that fast and we're not able to focus. So what should we do? Because as we know, a salah, a prayer that is done without focus, without attention, without peace of mind, is not as valuable as one that is done with this focus and this presence of heart. So what should we do? We'll answer in the next segment.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
And now we will listen to Sheikh Zayd Al-Salami, who will talk about today's topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. As devout Muslims, we try to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any time we can. We try to seize the opportunity to build that relationship with the Almighty. And the best time for this is when we are exclusively on our own with Him. And that would be in the middle of the night, when everyone else is asleep. We have that quiet and calm and serene environment where I'm able to express my love and my building of relationship with the Almighty. And that's why it's so recommended to recite Salatul Layl, otherwise known as Tahajjud or Namaz-e-Shab. We have so many ahadith that speak about how good and beneficial this salah is, that it will give you knowledge, it will give you wisdom, it will illuminate your face, it will bring about rizq and sustenance. We even have a hadith that say that if you want to be a true Shi'i, then you need to be someone who prays Salatul Layl. It's not difficult to pray Salatul Layl, but the only thing you would need is good motivation. The closer you pray it to Salatul Fajr, the more recommended it is. All up, there are 11 rak'ahs that you are going to pray. 8 is called Nafilatul Layl, and they are 4 2 rak'ah prayers, so 2, 2, 2, 2. And after that, you've got a 2 rak'ah prayer called Salatul Shafa, and at the end, you have a 1 rak'ah prayer called Salatul Witr. In Salatul Shafa, you pray the 2 rak'ah prayer with, in the first rak'ah, Suratul Hamd, then Suratul Tawheed, and then after that, Suratul Nas. In the second rak'ah, you pray Suratul Hamd, Suratul Tawheed, and then Suratul Falaq. Then, when you finish that, you pray the 1 rak'ah prayer of Salatul Witr. In Salatul Witr, you do Suratul Fatiha and then Suratul Tawheed, which you recite 3 times, and then Suratul Falaq and then Suratul Nas. After that, with your Misbaha, or if you want, you can use one of these tally counters, you say Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa Atubu Ilayh 70 times. So you're in your qunut and you have one hand down with your misbaha and the other hand up. You're looking at your palm and you are reciting the istighfar. After that, in your qunut, you do dua and you ask for forgiveness for 40 believers, be it your parents, your grandparents, your siblings, your spouse, your children, your teachers, your elders, your friends, 40 people you need to name. After that, it's recommended for you to say 300 times Al-Afu, Ilahi Al-Afu or Al-Afu. Then it is mustahab for you to say the other supplications that are recommended in the Qunut of Salatul Witr. Like, for example, هذا مقام العائذي بك من النار, for you to say that 7 times, and many of the other du'as that are recommended in the Witr Salah in the Qunut. And it's as simple as that. Let's say, for example, you've had a hard day, it's difficult, you won't be able to do all of these, stick with Shafa' and Witr. Let's say you don't have time, just do the Witr. You want to do the 8 rak'ahs of Nafilatul Layl, don't do the second surah, just limit it to the Fatiha. You don't wake up and you only wake up for Salatul Fajr, which means you don't have any time. You can also do it as qadha during the day. But a guaranteed change will happen in your life should you carry on with such a wonderful habit to do. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Welcome back to your listeners. So in continuation to what we were talking about, of course, which was this question where we left off the last segment, and that was, how do we focus and pay attention and really, I guess focus is the good word, have a presence of heart, you know, be in the moment when it comes to our 5 daily prayers, our salah and our namaz. Also, in the last segment, we had talked about how, you know, we are really living a life which is very fast-paced. And this fast-paced attribute of this world and of this modern age, what it does is that it does not allow you to be able to focus on certain realities and to focus, you know, on many things, not only not focus on ourselves, but also not focus on our ubudiyya, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Now, in some of our programs, we had previously talked about formal ubudiyya and informal ubudiyya, so you should definitely check out those episodes to know what we are talking about. But of course, in our informal ubudiyya, there is the necessity to have focus and attention and presence of heart. But in our formal ubudiyya, such as the 5 daily prayers, the obligatory wajib prayers, it is an absolute must. So what should we do? Well, one of the things that is recommended in order to be able to focus in our daily prayers in this formal ubudiyya that has been encouraged, emphasized, and therefore commanded by the Almighty Allah, is to really consider this prayer to be your last prayer. So before you start the prayer, or even while you're in the prayer, now don't actively think about it being your last prayer while you are praying, meaning you don't want to distract yourself or, you know, lead your attention towards that fact where, you know, in fact, you should be paying attention to and focusing, you know, on the Almighty Allah or on what you are saying or, you know, in the state that you are in. But before you start the prayers, if you kind of think about it that this might be your last prayer, it will really do wonders when it comes to you being able to focus and really pay attention in this formal ubudiyya of the Almighty Allah. And of course, in next sessions, we'll talk a little bit more about this because it is really a vast topic and it is a vast subject that can really be discussed very beautifully. Now, unfortunately, there's not enough time on the program to be able to do that. But, you know, again, just as a very general piece of advice, And of course, this piece of advice does not come from myself. It comes from the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And His Eminence says that you should pray your prayers, you should do your salah as if it is your last salah. And inshallah, this should be able to help us to focus more on our ubudiyah, our service, our worship, and our obedience to the Almighty Allah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.